There's a wonderful Capuchin Franciscan father who was interned at the Dachau prison camp in Germany during the Second World War. He told us that life there in that camp was literally a hell on earth. He said, for one thing, the prisoners had to supplement their diets. They could get enough to eat only by helping themselves to the garbage cans of the enemy officers. And he said the grass soup that they gave them to eat was fit for nothing else but to wash out their socks in. He said it was a hell on earth until the night the prisoners managed to smuggle in bread and wine to offer the holy sacrifice of the Mass. He said they offered holy Mass in just a few minutes, the bare essentials right around the consecration. And then he said they had to be careful to whom they gave the Holy Eucharist, because some of those men almost died of ecstasy. So much did they love him, so much had they missed him. These priests, everyone with a deep conviction in the presence of Jesus Christ on the altar, know the Holy Eucharist is the greatest sacrament. It's even greater than the sacrament of holy orders that made us priests forever. You take the other sacraments, baptism, confirmation, penance, anointing of the sick, holy orders, matrimony. These sacraments merely contain the power of Jesus Christ, great though that power might be. But the Holy Eucharist contains, the Holy Eucharist is the body and blood of the risen Lord. Sure, it takes faith. Faith means that you and I are willing to die in testimony of a truth. But what we really need beyond the faith is a big plus sign that spells out the word conviction. Faith means we're willing to die in testimony of a truth. Conviction means we're willing to live in accordance with the truth. Yes. Lord, I do believe. Help my unbelief. And our Padre Pio would say, Capuchin Franciscan, the world could sooner live without the sun than it could live without the holy sacrifice of the Mass. I believe that with all my heart. And when it comes to the sacrifice that the priests have to make, and some of them do make pretty big sacrifices, if you ever want to know what makes this vow of chastity and or this promise of celibacy for a very normal male Catholic priesthood, what makes it possible, bearable, fruitful, and I dare say even joyful, it's the power that we have with just a few words to bring the Son of God right down into the cradle of our hands, to feed our own souls with him, and literally to put God right into your mouth. Not even Almighty God himself, not even God, could have given us any more. And for us who really believe, as we contemplate the enfleshment of our God in that first joyful mystery, it shouldn't be too hard for us to hear the small, inarticulate cries from his infant lips, to see the little limbs that tremble with the chill of the cave, and Mary, the Virgin Mother of God, adoring profoundly the eternity of him who is but a minute old. We see him in the manger, a feeding trough for animals, which foretold the wonders of his altar, where he would become the very food of sinners. That manger, manger in French, to eat, that manger was a foreshadowing of his sacramental residence with men from the ascension till the doom, till doomsday, until he comes again in glory. And he will. Count on it.